It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. A debate over the fate of eucalyptus trees is dividing the town of Bolinas in Northern California. The Australian trees have been shading that charming seaside town for almost 100 years, but now an anti-eucalyptus contingent wants to fell the stately trees, saying they wreak havoc on native species. Despite that, there's an opposing and ardent group of eucalyptus defenders. Louise Rafkin has our story.
While driving on Highway 1 just north of San Francisco, it would be easy to miss the turnoff for Bolinas. That's partially because Bolinas residents, artists, surfers, and ecologists tear down road signs as soon as they're posted. It's this plucky separatism that gives Bolinas its flavor as an alternative enclave. So visitors in the know are told to turn off the highway after the lagoon and before the farmhouse, and then follow the line of towering eucalyptus trees to the end of the road. But it's these majestic trees, some rising hundreds of feet into the air, that are at the center of an ongoing battle between many of the 1,500 townspeople of Bolinas. The fast-growing eucalyptus are loved by some and hated by others, and those factions have been fighting over the trees now for years. Russ Revere is a local tree cutter. He's been busy felling the non-natives for dozens of Bolinas homeowners. An affable, bearded local, he loses his easygoing tone when he speaks of the Australian imports. He sees the eucalyptus as predatory, an invader that must be stopped.
We barely have the machines able to deal with it. I mean, just this year I took 120, 25-ton loads of eucalyptus wood off of this road and haven't even dented it.
Revere says the eucs, brought here in the late 1880s for fuel and windbreaks, have all but choked out the native trees, which support local animals and bird life.
Since we don't have the enzymes, the bacteria and the fungus that break down the forest soil in Australia, we end up with huge, sometimes 7 feet, 8 feet deep, 4 feet deep of just duff, broken litter, branches, bark. It's got shredding bark.
The mounding debris is like a tinderbox ready to explode in fire season, he says, and the clean-smelling camphor that floats off the trees is actually toxic to native plants.
For me, they somehow or other evoke the spirit of California.
But artist Judy Molyneux, a strong supporter of the eucalyptus, has as much affection for the trees as Revere has antipathy. She's lived in the area over 30 years and was taken by the trees immediately when she moved to town.
The way they moved in the wind, the sounds that they made, the way the light reflected and bounced off of them, their majesty. I have a love affair going with eucalyptus trees.
Molyneux is part of a vocal contingent that has all but stopped eucalyptus cutting in Bolinas. There have been numerous boisterous meetings, and the county recently got involved. Officials have already cited tree cutter Revere for cutting without pulling a $1,400 permit. But Molyneux says the support for eucalyptus trees is more than nostalgia. She cites the monarch butterflies as an important reason to keep the groves. The colorful monarchs sometimes overwinter in Bolinas. Studies are currently being done to see just how many monarchs use the groves. But while the jury is still out on whether the monarchs need the trees, the eucalyptus clearly have a negative effect on other natives.
It's poison oak and a little blackberry are the only species that really can handle the soils under eucalyptus. So again, the diversity here has gotten real poor. There's no structural diversity, and birds can't nest in it.
Jeff Geipel is the scientist in charge of the Point Reyes Bird Observatory, located just out of town. At nearby Jack's Creek, he points to a spot where the eucs have taken over the native bush. The creek bed walls are denuded and caving in. Mud and tangled tree roots are all that show. Geipel says the trees have greatly upset the diversity of songbirds. Unlike their long-beaked cousins in Australia, California birds have short beaks. That means when they forage for insects in the eucalyptus, their beaks get blocked with the euc's gummy sap.
This should be covered with yellow warblers and yellow throats. Even some of the shorebirds might come up here because we're so close to the ocean. When the tides are high, they would use the riparian. Again, this creek is more or less dead.
Bolinas residents on both sides of the euc debate agree that emotions may have overrun the discussion. Native plant activist and author Judy Lowry makes her living restoring people's yards to their native state. Her own yard is covered in fragrant California mugwort and young oak saplings. In her garden, there are birds and quail.
So this is coyote bush. And this time of the year, it's pretty quiet, flower-wise.
Lowry says the fighting among her neighbors has been bitter and ugly, and that many harsh words have been said on both sides. But she says it's one thing to restore a backyard to its native state. It's very different to tackle the invasion of a whole town.
Since these ecosystems have never been disrupted to the point that they are now, there are no answers. But I feel that what I've seen in my garden has been really satisfying.
Even pro-Yuk activist Molyneux knows the answer isn't as simple as whether to cut or not to cut.
I think the eucalyptus has become the scapegoat for the sense that, you know, we're frustrated by the fact that we feel like we are damaging the environment.
Meanwhile, as scientists continue to monitor the trees, birds, and butterflies, and the county continues to audit the number of eucalyptus felled, the townspeople of Bolinas keep one eye on each other and an ear cocked for the sound of chainsaws. For Living on Earth, I'm Louise Rafkin in Bolinas, California.